Relationships are always changing. They can't be put in a box. They can be cherished and nurtured so that they benefit everybody involved. Because a good relationship never ends and will benefit you even when officially the relationship is not anymore. It's an investment in your life and future that will stay with you for the rest of your life. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This podcast is for everyone interested in psychology or who wants to develop the most useful people and life skills for yourself and for the people around you. There are different areas in our lives that make up the happiness and the success that we have in our lives. The general ones being things like health and wealth and relationships, that the more we master, the better we get in life. Even if we just get better at one of them, it'll make a huge and lasting impact on our overall happiness and success in life. So it's useful to consider one of them every now and then and what we can do better. Perhaps not all of them at once. Because these things take time, and especially changing our habits and making new ones, that will take time. Let's say 30 days up to 90 days. Different people will tell you a different number, and it all depends. In this episode, I would like to consider one of these, and it's the last one. It's relationships. Because in a way, this could be the simplest one. That is, if you get beyond what often people want us to think. Because especially for guys growing up in this day and age, relationships seem to be a difficult thing. They seem to be complicated. There are many social rules for what we should do how. How we should date. How should we show respect to women. And all of these rules can be different for different countries, different parts of countries, different social environments, even though in effect, they're very simple. Because we live in a world where different people have different agendas. And many people live with the idea that you can get ahead by manipulating people, by using them to their own ends. And then you have people teaching you things as to how to do it so that other people do what you want them to do. Whether that might be how to get your colleagues or subordinates to work better for you. Or how to get that date. How to make an impression. How to get the girl or guy that you want. And when I was younger, I was attracted to these things. Because I was trapped in those ideas too, like many people are. So I was interested in things like pickup artists. What are these kind of shady things that are on the border of psychology, about using tricks to get more attention from women? Because these things, oftentimes they seem like they just might work, or they should work, and they can work, because it's all about studying what women respond to, and how to give that impression that you have that. So there can be results on the surface, which can make it interesting to guys. But in effect, playing those tricks on each other, when we do that, it only makes things worse in the long run. Because relationships are not really that complicated. And we don't need to trick people into liking us. In fact, in the long run, this will always backfire. And the only reason why these tricks and these teachings still exist is simply because enough people are clueless enough to believe in them, especially when seeing any results at all. But the thing is, relationships are much easier and way more simpler than we oftentimes think. You can remember that when you were a kid. You were playing with other kids and having fun. And maybe your first encounters with the opposite sex, where there was any attraction involved. You did not have those preconceived notions that you might have today. Everything was much simpler then. We were much more interested in people around us. And because we didn't even know what we could get from other people, from relationships, we didn't have any agendas. We could be much more honest. In fact, honesty is the default attitude that we have for other people, that we have had until we were taught otherwise. And this is what I mean when I say that relationships are simple. We have to make them complicated for them to be that way. It's not natural. It is not their natural state. And all those teachings that pretend to make us better at getting dates and getting laid, they can only give us limited success with people who are inexperienced enough to fall for that for a limited time. But the way to have better relationships, or more of them for that matter, is not to learn tricks. It is, in fact, not to learn anything that is new. More than anything else is about unlearning all the nonsense that we have learned that doesn't serve us, that never has, and going back to the basics. Because every one of us, we know how to be open to people. We know how to be interested. We know how to be curious. Fundamentally, we know how to connect. We had to unlearn that in order to not be able to do that well. And the best way to get back on track could be just to consciously review the way we normally interact and see where we have any agendas, where we want to make an impression, or we want to get something from that interaction that maybe the other person doesn't want. Look into that and then give it up. And think instead what you can contribute. What do you like about the other person? How you can make their day better in a way that is meaningful to them and to you. And the more we remove those layers of manipulation, of trying to make an impression, of presenting something to the other people other than ourselves, the better we get that, the better we cut these things out, the better and more authentic our relationships become. And that, in turn, will have an effect on everything else that we do in life. Because relationships are that important. Because a lot of guys today, especially guys, but women too, are confused, even to the point of feeling helpless when it comes to relationships. With all those modern inventions and dating apps, new rules, new social norms, with connecting online and through dating apps, we are making connecting with people more disconnected with ourselves. And we do that unnecessarily. Because these things are much better done out there in the real world, doing activities that we like, that we are interested in. Even meeting people out there, in the street, in the shopping mall, or anywhere else, the more open and appreciative we become, the more honest and respectful. Because contrary to what society can have us believe and what we see in the movies, men and women are not enemies. We are different. But when it comes to relationships, we really want the same thing. We want a good one. We want to make it happen. We are allies, even if we are not on the same team. And the more honest we become about it, about our goals, our dreams, our hopes, and the more we actually connect while making the best of our lives, as part of society, as part of our social groups, the better we get at creating relationships. The more we realize that we do not need to sneak below the radar. We can do our best when we are honest and direct. It doesn't take any special knowledge. It doesn't require any secret tricks. All it takes is to step back, unlearn all the stuff that was not useful. Let go of all the insecurity and jealousy coming from that, from those years of conditioning, and realize that relationships are not a concept. They are not a set of rules. Relationships are organic. They're a living, breathing thing, and they can't be owned. We can make a decision to make our relationship with our loved ones better, but we can't own the relationship. Instead of that, relationships are something like an art form. You try to shape it into something beautiful, but you can't predict what will happen in the end. And at some point, you may have to let it go. As something that you nurture for its own sake. Because you want to make it beautiful, not because you want to generate profit from it. A relationship is not our possession, just like the other person is not our possession. It's not about getting more than the other person. It's not about showing up better than I think I am. It really is just about showing up and letting the other person shine in your presence. If you can do that, you will never have a lack of potential romantic partners, or friends for that matter. You're the master and the sum total of your thoughts. Your thoughts create pictures which lead to your actions. Your actions create habits. Your habits create who you are. And your actions are the key. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. If you got some value out of this episode, or you know someone who might benefit from this podcast, share it with your friends. With questions, suggestions, or insights, write me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Keep doing your part to create the best possible life for yourself and others, and through what you do, leave the world better than you found it.